didn't get our brochure or didn't go on the website. So I'm just going to read this. David Vancouvering is a writer, a minister, a motivational speaker. He's a quantum physicist and an inventor. He's invented a lot of things. His current teachings, the physics of worship, and the science of God sounds are changing lives worldwide. His life's work has demonstrated his gifts as a visionary, a technologist, a futurist, and an inventor. He is respected internationally for his 30-year contribution to the development and marketing of advanced technology that has forever changed the music industry. As a visionary, he often saw future products and technology more clearly than others, including his competitors. His gift is the insight to see, and by this observation to cause, and then define and communicate what he saw to others. By so doing, those things that were not became as though they were, and reality changed. He truly has proved with his life's work and success that he understands where yesterday went and tomorrow comes from. So welcome, Dr. Vancouvering.
I have to ask and I have to say thank you to Ray Hughes for inviting us to come. He and Carrie were talking about this event, and he suggested that I come. 2 or 3 years ago, Ray had asked me to speak in one of his schools. I'd been an inventor. I had been involved in the music industry. I'm a musicologist. Ray is also a musicologist. And Becky and I are truly honored to be here tonight. I thank you for coming. I thank you for waiting. I thank you for listening. I feel like I know many of you because our lives have already touched. You've been at the book table, or we've passed in the halls or the aisles or even at restaurants today, in the lobby of a hotel. Somebody in this room tonight wants to take a quantum leap. Somebody in this room will take a quantum leap. And with that said, I'm going to go into my bag of Einstein goodies. Carrie presented that to me. I resemble that remark. Come on. I've done a lot of reading and a lot of study about Einstein. He's a character in history and in science and in my life. Now, he was not a quantum physicist. Niels Bohr, Pauli, several other physicists came up with quantum physics, and it was opposed to what he thought was. He said he had a hard time believing that quantum physics could be real. Let me tell you one of his problems, but it's a truth. I have 600 patents. I know that matter has memory. And tonight I'm going to talk about keys that are the quantum keys to reality. Somebody gave me some keys. I think that somebody's right here someplace. We're going to talk about quantum keys, and when I present an idea that's a quantum key, you're going to hear more than I said. And that itself is quantum physics. You're going to hear more than I say because something's going to go off in you that's already gone off in me, and an electron can be in two places at the same time. Oh, that's a scary idea. If an electron can be in two places at one time, why can't you? But the fact is, you can. And the fact is, you are. You're in many places at one time. There's an argument that there's parallel universes, but if I went there tonight, we wouldn't get out of here till midnight. But I told Ray while I was waiting to come on the stage or the platform, I said, I'm going to talk until I'm done. And if I am anointed, and I pray that I will be, and we're going to ask for that special anointing in just a minute collectively, I want you to be as anointed as I am, because you will hear what I didn't say, And you will go where you've never yet been, and you will know what you don't know. You can't learn if you think you know it all, so I'm going to do serious damage to your intellect tonight. I want to shake it loose, shake it up, and give you a quantum leap into the heart, into the message that Jesus loves you, eternity is real, you are in more places than one at one time. You have a burden, you have a loved one, you have a vision. That vision is before now. You get to see Thursday with quantum physics. Jesus said you get to see all the Thursdays. He said when the Holy Spirit comes, and you got a problem, guys. That's what he said. He said, you got a problem. I can't even tell you what I want to tell you because you don't have enough bandwidth. Now, some of you know a little bit about computers and cell phones and internet connections. I've been playing with some of that stuff for a few years. Ray has a piano setting in his music room that's a Vancouvering piano. He's got 636 patents on that instrument alone. I saw it before it was. Tell me I wasn't in two places at one time, and I'll tell you you don't know. If you have a vision, if God ever showed you something, you saw His future potential for you. And that's quantum physics. You're two places at one time. See, we got a real problem. We think we understand. That's a problem. Because if you don't know what you don't know, you can't learn. You think you know it all. I'm going to admit tonight that I don't know enough outside of the Holy Spirit. But with the Holy Spirit, I got my bandwidth back. And that's going to happen to you tonight because you're going to take a quantum leap and you're going to get your bandwidth back. And the bandwidth is the glory of God. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every listener. I pray for every spirit. I pray for every intellect. Father, I cause and I claim and I see and I speak that there will be damage done to what they think they know. And your spirit will close in on them. And that they will understand the quantum keys. And they'll turn those keys. And they will know by your spirit, even tonight. Show them the depths and the heights of your glory. Take them to places they need to go. They came here with a desire to go someplace. May they go, Father, where we are. Where some of us have seen a new territory. We've seen a new ability to cause. And you've given us our bandwidth back. Father, we claim that in the name of Jesus. And the church said amen. I don't want to come off cocky tonight, and I don't want to come off with an ego. I'm aware that the problem that we have knowing God and having our bandwidth restored starts with noise on the circuit. I've spent a lot of money with engineers getting noise out of circuits, synthesizer circuits, keyboard, digital. There's digital noise. Now, we all got the idea that, well, when we had analog tape recorders, you had noise, but when we went to digital, there wasn't any noise. No, digital has noise. It's a lack of signal that causes its noise. If you slice a second of sound 44,000 times a second, and you compare that to my second of sound that's in my patented piano, I got 650,000 slices per second. And you compare that to 44,000 slices a second, and you got digital noise, lack of signal. Oh, you're not getting this. You got lack of signal. And that's your noise. Well, you still didn't get it. Well, I'll try another way. I hold in my pocket. I got too much junk in my pocket. I hold in my pocket a little stick. It's a little electronic stick. How many of you have got these that you plug into your camera, you plug into your computer? Look around, folks. Wave your hands high. Those that have these, those that have them, look around. You guys know that matter has memory. That's memory. That's a piece of germanium arsenide, or this one is. And this one is 46 megabytes. Wow, that's a big one. Bunch of stuff on it. My friend gave me one the other day that's got a gigabyte. He's got others that are coming that are a terabyte. That's bigger than this by several times. The fact is, matter has memory, and you didn't know that. Some of you did. Matter is remembering. Now, Joshua told me that. He was a quantum physicist. He can make the sun stand still with God's help. He made the walls dissolve with God's help. He calls the people together, and he builds an altar, and they make their covenant with God. And the scripture says he takes a stone off the altar, and he holds it up, and he says, this stone, holding a rock in his hand. I got a rock over here that came from the place where Joshua said that. How many of you bought my book? Y'all bought my book. I know that. How many bought the book and you found your rock? Okay, now put your hands down. How many bought the book and you didn't get a rock? Put your hand up. There's 40 of you in here someplace. Go back by the table, and if your name is on that yellow pad, you get a rock. Okay? Tomorrow morning, go back by the table and pick up your rock. That rock, some of you know, you've read it already. I believe this stone is and will continue to hold and record in memory visual, audio, even thought information. Now, that's not so hard to believe. 100 of you said you had this at your home in your life. This rock is from Shechem. We had them quarried where Joshua said that this stone has heard. We had a machinist cut them, a friend of mine. I paste them in all of my books. We had some books printed that didn't get them pasted in, so you get your free rock tomorrow. And there's no virtue in the rock. It's just a rock. But it did hear Joshua. It did hear the prophets. Elijah, Elisha. They lived in those hills. Jesus walked all over that whole valley. So that rock has got a special memory, and it's good enough for me when Joshua said, this stone has heard. But what you don't know, and it's going to give you an opportunity to take a quantum leap, is when you figure out that your diamond, touch your diamond, and say, testing, 1, 2, 3. It's recording. And you didn't know that. It knows everything you thought. Ooh, 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 ooh. You mean matter has that kind of memory? Somebody's about to take a quantum leap. Matter has memory. Your dashboard is listening. It knows what you said about that guy that cut you off. I said this in a church in Alabama, and after the service was over, a federal judge came forward. He looked at me and he says, David, if you're right, I said, I am right. I said, I'm so right that I intend to play it back, laying in front of my laser over here that's carrying my message right now. If you haven't seen it blinking, that red dot is blinking, and this is blinking. In front of the laser, I have two stainless steel plates. And they're listening. They heard the whole service. Smile, you're on candid camera. I fully intend to play them back. Put them in a machine and play that physical piece of steel back. I got 600 patents. I can believe anything, okay? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and he's given me the idea of how. Oh, that's weird. I'm going to play this back. We're going to pull about 45 vacuums. We're going to take it to about 300 degrees Celsius negative. I'll have Ray in the room when I do it. He'll write a song. I'm sure he will. And we plan to play it back. Put a 300-volt charge across it, scan it with a high-speed laser, store it in several terabytes of information, remove the 300 volts that we put across it from its memory, and the noise we have left will include tonight's smile. Now you can say that's foolishness until I pick this up. And this can play back. Somebody over here took a picture of one of those gemstones laying on top of my laser tonight, and I saw it in his camera. And his camera was a rock playing back. And I'm talking about quantum physics. Germanium arsenide. Photons go in, electrons come out. Where did the photon go? See, your doorknob has recorded everything that went on in that house. You got keys in your pocket? Go get your keys. Come on, pull them out. Have fun. Pull out your keys. Hold them up. Did you know that you can bless your keys and every keyhole they go in? Somebody's going to take a quantum leap. You're going to bless a place tonight. Your motel room. Your hotel room. You got coins and you're going to buy something and you're going to bless the coins. You're going to touch your car in a new way tonight. You're going to say, angels, I release you on my car. And that's a quantum leap. How many are going to take a quantum leap? And that's real. I got scripture for that. Joshua said, the stone has heard. You can go buy for $100 or less a little stick and take pictures with it. The picture goes into the stone. Put it in your computer and play it back. Well, the books are going to be open. But let me give you another quantum leap. All the words that have been said in the flesh still are. Yesterday still is. And if it hasn't been covered by the blood, somebody's got a problem. Because the evidence is still there. And you are accountable for that sin. And if Christ's blood, through the relationship that we can have with a quantum Savior that can go back in time and take the blood and make my sin like it never was. Thank God for the blood. And with the authority of the blood, you can do what the Passover is all about. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. They didn't put the blood on the baby. It wasn't blood on a person. It was blood on a place. The quantum forces of that place were open to the death angel. It could go where it willed to go. You don't know it, but maybe you do know it. You have an enemy. There's an invisible universe, and he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. And in some people's life, that's broken. There's no more killing, there's no more stealing, and there's no more destroying. Because you, by the authority of God, the authority of Christ alive in you, can bless the place and the curse goes away. But many of you still live in that place that's cursed. Because you didn't know that that vase had memory. That diamond ring had been cursed. That jewelry that Grandma had been spoken over, and you don't know it. Brother, when you get a vision of what I'm talking about and you take this quantum leap, you bless everything. I can't take coins in my pocket without asking the curse to be removed in Jesus' name. Because I know that curse is valid. Those coins have got memory. And Joshua and Jesus told me that. Joshua, the last chapter of the book of Joshua. Jesus, Luke 19:40. I love 1940. That's the year I was born. I discovered America in 1940. And tonight, I stand 66 years old, the youngest 66 you'll ever know. A few years ago, Ray and Denise, remember when my heart shut off? Oh, that's a scary quantum idea. Your heart stops. Blood pressure goes to zero. There's no pulse. And everybody around me thought I died. And unfortunately, I did it 12 times. The 10th time, I was on an airplane with my precious wife. My heart shut off. No blood pressure, no pulse. I was really in trouble that day. I had a slight stroke. My face pulled, my arm pulled up, my leg pulled up. And I'm sitting on an airplane getting ready to go to New York to get my heart fixed. And I didn't get there quick enough. Okay? Hadn't taken the quantum leap. And I'm sitting there. Satan's out to kill, steal, and destroy. I shut off. And I wake up about 4 minutes later, and Becky's praying in the spirit with that grin on her face. And I said, with all the strength I had, I said, honey, did I scare you? And she said, no, you didn't scare me. You're not going any place. Your assignment isn't done. Assignment. My assignment included being here tonight. My assignment was telling you there's a quantum leap you're going to take tonight. You're going to take several quantum leaps tonight. You've already taken one. Now you know matter's got memory. That's a problem. Because now you have to leave tracks. And your tracks will either be blessings or you'll continue to walk among the curses. Go for it. You got a choice. You have an assignment. Becky and I last week were in Jamaica. The Jamaicans understand that they live in a cursed land. They've even had modern entertainers that moved all over the world with reggae music, spreading a sound that came out of Jamaica. And it was an evil sound. It was a drug-filled sound. It was a illicit sex-filled sound. It was an immoral sound. They call it reggae. And the illicit words and ideas spread the world. And Jamaica's a cursed place, and they know it. And the pastors understand it. And when I show up and I tell them, they can dismiss the memory that's in the rock. They can walk the sidewalk and set it free. Come on. They can touch the buildings. They can touch their home. Your home should never be the same again when you get home. We stayed in Ray and Denise's home the other night. Wampus has been blessed. All the curses are gone off your cat. We blessed your doorknobs. We blessed your bookshelf. I took a book upstairs and read it. It's blessed. It'll glow right there in the bookshelf. You'll know which one it is. And he wasn't even home, but I left a blessing. Now hear me. You said you wanted to take a quantum leap. What did you bless today? What curses were you among today? Now let's get personal. What are you going to do about it tomorrow? And are you going to wait all the way to tomorrow? Or are you going to reach for those keys and touch that diamond ring and get a hold of that earring and touch that watch and say, in Jesus' name, I release all those words? That's a quantum leap. Because the memory is in the matter. It's in the DNA of the stuff. Let me give you another key to quantum physics. You thought something happened 16 billion years ago, according to the evolutionist. Or your body was formed in your mother's womb, mine a little over 66 years ago. And God wound something up, and entropy has been winding it down. And that's not anywhere near the fact. He's creating you in this nanosecond, or you couldn't be. I said that last night. Was it last night? It seems like I've been here a week already. He is causing you to be. Jesus sustains all things, all stuff. Christ, in Him we live, move, and have our being, and He is the cause. He was the Word. He is life itself. And by the time if I stood in front of a mirror, I read this out of your book today, okay? This is a new idea for me, okay? If I stood in front of a mirror, it's about 100 nanoseconds for my light of my reflected image get to the mirror and get back to my eyeball. So when I see me in the mirror, He's already rebuilt me 100 times. Oh, you didn't get it. You gotta wake up if you're gonna get to take a quantum leap. You've got to remember and be conscious in your spiritual consciousness that He's causing you. He just did it 12 times since I was, He just did it 10 more. And every time He rebuilds you, hang on. You're involved in the process. Ooh, another quantum key. If I could take you into a laboratory today, and I could, there's several laboratories that do this, I want to come to this brother's church, and we want to do some freezing of water and verify what you said today, because we know it's true. But I would like to be able to put a photon laser, like that one over there. I'll get to that tomorrow, okay? I'll talk about the laser tomorrow. Are we still having fun? Okay, you're ready to do the quantum thing, okay? If I could take a photon and shoot it across the table through a couple of mirrors and around a couple of obstacles and aimed it at a couple of slits down at the end of the table. How many in here, be honest with me now, you've heard of the double slit light experiment? Look around, hold your hands way up high, wave them so that people can see them. You've heard of this, okay? So I'm not making it up, all right? I got a year to go to get my doctorate degree at Oxford, but I'm 66 years old. Who cares? I don't. Ray hasn't got one either. And if I could only get to be like Ray when I get old, that would be nice. I'm much younger than Ray, if you haven't noticed. But anyhow, you shoot the photon, and depending upon how you observe, that means look at, that means take into account, the photon shoots out of a laser, goes through the maze, and how you observe it determines what it is. You didn't know that either. Some of you in here did. You raised your hand. You've heard of this. If you look at it the right way, you will observe that it is a particle. It'll look like a shotgun blast on the film. It's a particle shooting all over the place. But you change your observation and you become a part of the test, a part of the experiment, and the photon becomes a wave. Now that's funny. Is it a wave or a particle? It'll be either one depending upon how you observe it. Oh, you didn't get it. That's what Jesus meant when he said, be careful how you look at the woman. The sin isn't in the act, it's in the observation. How you observe causes your reality to be. Another quantum key. What are you observing? I told somebody today at lunch, be careful what you see in your imagination, in your envision, in your thought, in your desire. Be careful what you see, you're going to get it. You can't get anything else. You are a part of the experiment. God gave you dominion, and you can cause the photon to be a wave or a particle. You can say to the mountain of debt or fear or unbelief or sin, some brother falling in sin, his sin can be like it never was by simply being covered by the blood. True repentance will cover his sin. And repentance isn't forgiveness. Let me make that clear. Asking forgiveness isn't enough. You got to change direction someplace. That's what repentance is. Repentance is going wrong, going right. Change. And the blood gets applied. Now, what you observe causes your reality. He's blinking you in and out of reality every nanosecond he's causing you to be. And what you say to yourself, self, and you believe for yourself, you are. Somebody believed for this church. Somebody believed for the merger of two churches. Somebody believed, all of you believed you'd be here tonight. And you cause. Now there's a word for that causation of observation. It's called a quantum wave collapse. Somebody called it a quiff. It's in my book called A Quiff. I've had 20 of you come to me already. And almost in embarrassment say, what's a quiff? Because I said in the part of the introduction, referring to my wife, Becky, that she saw me healed. She didn't see her husband dying next to her on an airplane seat. She didn't see me with a sick heart. She saw me through the eye of faith, and she saw what God saw. Brother, what are you looking at?
Are you seeing what God sees, or are you seeing what that sick culture is telling you you are? Who are you? I don't care what you do. Who are you? And what do you know about yourself? And what are you telling yourself? Are you saying, I am a child of God? I am a king. I am heir to a throne. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can pop my quiffs and set myself free. Free of any, all limits are self-imposed. You didn't get it. I got to do something to get them awake, Ray. I need a good joke right now. A farmer's out farming, and he sees a guy in a boat, and he's standing in the boat fishing, and it's a flat-bottom boat, and he knows the guy's going to get dunked. And the farmer hollers, you don't stand up in a boat, and the guy continues to rake his boat full of fish. And the farmer says, you don't fish with a rake. The guy slights another stick of dynamite and throws it in the water. I'm fishing with dynamite tonight. And you're not getting it. I want to give you a stick of dynamite. I promise I won't fall off. I just pop the quiff to stay away from the edge. So what's changed? Yeah, you've heard me talk for 20 minutes. What have you learned, and what kind of a quiff popper have you become? What kind of a quantum leap have you taken? Or are you going to leave the way you came? You can't leave the way you came. You either go forward or you lose ground, folks. It doesn't happen that you come in status quo and you leave the same. If you don't come in to get change, you're going to miss what God's got for you for this night. You're going to handle all the stuff in your life different. Your keys are going to mean something different. You're going to touch a doorknob on a friend's house, and you're going to leave a blessing. You don't only have to speak it or pray it. Your intent will put it in the matter, and the blessing will live. You understand. You give a gift. It'll stay someplace in their life for a very long time. Give them a valuable gift. They'll keep it in the open, maybe. And it'll radiate. Your prayer, your love, your words, your intent, your image will just radiate. I said I wasn't going to talk about it until tomorrow, but I have to. Do you see those lights blinking over there? Well, they're getting you. I'm modulating you. You're getting it. In the name of Jesus, you're getting it. You just got it. The photons came out of the laser and the LEDs and swept out across this room, and I changed you. Oh, you didn't get it. If I laid a white piece of paper out in the newspaper, lay it in the sun, how long before it turns yellow? A couple days, 3 days, 4 days, a week? Leave it there long enough, and enough photons go in, knock enough electrons of the clay out, it will dissolve. You can do it, you know it. Put you in the sun, get enough photons onto your head, your skin, your face, your nose, my bald spot. Well, it's not too bad. I can cover it at least. And the photons go in, the electrons come out, and the electrons come out of the DNA, and they come out of the cell. And the cell reconstructs itself out of what you ate today. Tomorrow your cells will rebuild themselves. And as you rebuild your cells, and if they didn't have enough electrons, photons went in, electrons came out, you got a cell that lost its memory, and you'll get skin cancer, or worse. Because photons go in. Those photons are going in. Now, they're not the wavelength that's going to hurt your skin. As a matter of fact, unless you look down in the top of that and look straight into that laser, it can't hurt you. But we're learning a lot about light and about electricity and the frequencies of the body. See, everything is only a frequency. When God spoke, He only spoke frequencies.
And he desired his frequency of his glory to be made manifest in a material form that was his invention, his cosmos. And the glory of his frequencies became the matter that he spoke. And we don't have any of that matter left. Oh, some of it's left. But we lost part of that bandwidth in the fall. He put Lucifer in charge not only of instruments, and as Ray taught us this morning, the three archangels, one with a sword, one with a trumpet, and one with the instruments in him, Lucifer was the bearer of light. When God said, "Let there be light," he had someone controlling angstroms and photons, and it was Lucifer's job. And the full glory of God was made physical in his word and in his creation. And the garden was a perfect place. He even looked at it and said, "This is okay. I don't have to fix this. This is right. This is good." And he rested. But Lucifer fell. And when Lucifer fell, the speed of light slowed down. Now listen carefully. This isn't too heavy. I'm not going to get into the math on a blackboard. The speed of light slowed down. In the garden, it lost some more bandwidth. Whatever was in the garden, whatever happened, the Bible is very clear about what it was. It was disobedience. It was rebellion. We believed a lie. I say we collectively. Our ancestors lied. And bandwidth went down some more. And even the vegetables and the animals were cursed. Lost their bandwidth. Like the cell that loses its memory, it can't rebuild itself correctly, and I get a cancerous, rebellious cell. And then Jesus comes along and pays the price. And redemption pays the bill. And the cross makes it available. And the relationship that we need to understand quantum physics is available, and we're invited to enter. And Christ comes in, the blood gets applied, and Jesus said, "Guys, you got a problem. I want to tell you something, but you can't understand. You don't have the bandwidth to get it. I have to leave, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and He's going to teach you 20%, 60%, a real good deal, 80%. All truth. Bandwidth comes back. You can know the truth. And the truth will set you free." And then he says, "He will lead you in all truth. He won't speak what he hears. He'll speak only what he knows the Father wants you to know." Ooh. The Father wants me to know my destiny. He wants me to know my assignment. Becky knew that. She said, "You can't go. You're not going to leave. You can't go anywhere. Your assignment isn't done." 3 days later, my heart shut off again. This time they'd been inside the heart working on it through the opening they put in the inside of an artery on my leg. They'd gone into the heart. Some of you have had that done right here. It's a common procedure. They'd gone into the heart. They didn't put the stents in yet because I needed 2 3.5-inch stents. And they only put 2.5-inch stents in. So the doctor that was going to put them in had to be flown in. And he was going to have a class to show other doctors the next day how to fix my very broken heart, my damaged heart by disease, damaged because of the fall. And they put the stents in me, but I did not die. But the day that I shut off in the recovery room, I shut off the bells and the whistles and the big horn going off. I code blue for them. And that's not good to do in an emergency area. They don't like that. I did it, and they came. I'm rushing out of the other operating suites, and I'm passing dimensions. I'm going to the other side. I mean, I'm on my way out of here. My bandwidth is really going up now. Being a musician, I'm hearing the sounds from the other side. Having invented things with light and lasers most of my life, I'm seeing the light and the color from the other side. Now, you want to get high? Just shut off. Ray's got a battery out there that's big enough to knock you out. Just grab a hold of both of them at the same time. That motor coach will turn you off. Don't go there, Ray. But I did. I saw the other side. I heard sounds. Prior to my hearing sounds, and I didn't intend to tell this story, but somebody in here, it's for somebody, so I'm going to go ahead with it. I don't have a lecture. I have a scent to follow the Holy Spirit. So if I hit you, that won't hurt, because the Holy Spirit will fix it. Okay? A young black man had come to me in Nashville, a precious friend of ours, Roy Wooten. Plays with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Some of you might know that group. And Roy's a great musician, one of my best friends and family to Becky and I. Stays in our home, and we truly love him. His brother Victor and the whole gang, all the guys. And Roy came to me one day, and he was way out of it, you know. He was just dreaming beyond the box. He said, "I don't want to play Pythagorean theorems of black and white keys. I'm a musical instrument inventor. Everything's got black and white keys in my world, or at least the pitches of black and white keys. That's the Western world. That's the way music is. You double the frequency and you get an octave, divide by 12, you get the scale. Pythagoras gave us that. He was a Grecian. Isn't that a problem? Now we only think like the Greeks." Roy comes to me thinking like the Hebrew, and he says, "God spoke and matter became. And the frequencies of 102 elements are pitches. They're frequencies. Now, the atomic constant is so high, you can't hear them." But he said, "What's a problem like that as a mountain to a mountain climber? Fix it." So I call a few of my friends. We get several physicists and great artists and musicians to think about this. And we decide that we can transfer those frequencies, transpose them down to the range of hearing, 16 to 16,000. Some can hear to 20. And we get the pitches all down, and we build an instrument with 7 half steps per key, and it plays the quantum physics sounds. The sounds of God when He spoke. His voice caused those pieces of matter to become, and the atomic number of the atomic constant of those elements, the basic elements, have a pitch. And we play a transformed version of those intervals so that we can hear them. And that's the sound I heard from the other side when my heart shut off. I was in the right place at the right time, thanking God for a very sick heart. Because I couldn't have got there unless I'd have grabbed a hold of those terminals on that big bus. But I hear the sounds, I see the light, I know I'm passing, and I remember my wife had said, "My assignment isn't done." And I didn't know it then, but I couldn't miss this. I couldn't miss the next one you're going to do. I couldn't miss coming up there to Portland. I couldn't miss going with you to Japan. Okay? I couldn't miss getting a book in your hands. The book isn't all that great. When the book is finished, it'll probably be the dissertation for my doctorate degree. But the concepts that are in the book will set you free. Some of you have been reading it. Well, reread it. You said, "I didn't quite get it." That's okay. I didn't either the first time. I had to ask Ray over and over and over again, and then he straightened me out. Seriously, a few years ago, he came to me and he said, "David, you need to speak what you know from Revelation about frequency and light and matter and sound." And here I am talking to you, giving you a stick of dynamite so you can fish. And that you can have a quantum leap. And you'll never touch a doorknob the same way again, in Jesus' name. You'll never touch your coins again and your keys again. You will know that that ring is listening. You'll be careful to make sure that which needs the blood gets the blood. Ooh. Ooh. You'll be sure that that which needs the blood gets the blood. See, Satan is out to set a trap for you and me and everybody else. He's there to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's got a rhythm and he's got a frequency that'll mess you up. And when he does, the blood... Oh, the blood. It doesn't cover anything. It makes it like it never was. It isn't covered. It hasn't been removed and now it's someplace else. It's like it never was. Complete annihilation.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a quantum key. Have you turned that in your life? Is it all under the blood? Is the righteousness flowing through your life? See, God's got a plan and a purpose. And your words will change somebody's environment. Oh, I got to say, come on, guys. Your words, your song, your frequency can speak life or death. Do you know that? Yeah, you know it. But do you really believe it? Everybody you touch, everything you come in contact with, are you making a blur for Jesus by taking and leaving? Okay, you will. I see hands. I see people. You know that it's recording. These are just symbols. We're going to play them back. That's going to go in a machine, as I said. But you got something in your life that's like that, and you can bless it. Maybe it's just the ink on a check. And you'll send a check to somebody, and it'll be a blessing. But more than the money that it represents is what you'll do when you talk to it and you speak to it. Ray, I'm blessed to know you've got hundreds of thousands of discs all over the world. And they're all speaking your message. I got a few hundred out there. I'm honored to have a few hundred out there. I left 100 of them down in Guatemala last week. They're all speaking voice. But if it wasn't even a disc that could play back digitally, what you give and what you touch, where you've been, I can't get on an airplane without touching. I act like I stumble, okay? I'll come up and oops! I got both sides of the door. Both sides of the door. And I love it if the stewardess or a steward or the pilot helps me. Because they get a blessing. I touch the aisle. I touch the seat. I touch the metal. I love to get in an airport where all the luggage is coming around. Watch me in an airport. I'm touching every bag. I bless you. I don't know what's in that bag, and I don't want to know. It would bother me if I knew what was in that bag. Where's that bag been? But I'll bless it in Jesus' name. I'll remove the curse, and I'll leave a blessing. How many curses have you taken away today? Tomorrow you're going to start thinking about that. You're going into a strange hotel tonight. How many are in a hotel? Well, don't leave it the way you found it. Take that clicker and bless it. Touch that TV and bless it. You're going to take a shower, change the bathroom. Touch the floor, touch the window, touch the air conditioner, touch the mirror. And you'll leave your tracks and you'll leave a blessing. Because tonight you learned a quantum key. Matter's got memory. And Joshua said, this stone has heard, and it'll be a witness against us. Now, how many understand that?